What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. This is episode 294, and this week our podcast is brought to you by our merch. You can get a very cool t-shirt like this. You can get, I think we have some mugs. We have some really cool stickers as well. Yep. Go to thinkcomputers.org/merch and pick up one of these shirts. And we have ones in there that are like this. If you're into t-shirts, these are like tri-blend. They're extremely comfortable. They're not like after, you know, if you like wash a shirt like once and it just gets like hard. Yeah, yep. These are like just soft and nice. So yeah, check it out. thinkcomputers.org/merch. And of course with me, it is Ryan. What's going on?
I'm with you almost all the way. Like my voice, yeah. I can just tell it's dwindling away. I'm just recovering just from some just a lot of work and been real busy. Hopefully my Ryan is slightly
under the weather, but we're glad he's here, and hopefully he's not it doesn't have anything really bad and he gets over it in a couple of days. So we have Kevin in the chat. He asked if are the shirts Chinese or China sizes or fat guy friendly? These are like normal sizes. I believe this might be a medium. I'm not sure. But no, they're like true to size. I believe we do it through Teespring. So they're like true to size shirts. So you shouldn't have to worry if you want to pick one.
Are they like, I forget some of the more common brands that a lot of those printing site companies use. But if you know like what size you wear, like with a, now they're all, like skipping my
American
mind,
Apparel,
American Apparel,
or Hanes, or
yeah, if you know like the sizes you've gotten in previous orders and stuff, you're pretty safe to go with the same size if they fit.
Yeah. So yeah, so definitely, like I said, check out the merch store, and yeah, if you guys want to follow along, if you're in the chat, definitely say what's up, and if you're listening or watching and you want to follow along, we do have our full show notes page that has everything that we're going to be talking about this week, and we definitely have a lot going on this week, so you can go ahead and do that. The link for that is in the description of the video, so definitely follow along with us. And we'll start with our reviews this week. And I took a look at another case. And this case, I would say, I think that it's probably one of the best cases at its price point, which is $100. And I think, don't you think $100 is like what a lot of people, that's like their budget for a case for a lot of, like, they're like, I want to spend $100 on a case.
Yeah, I think that's a good level where you feel like you're not spending like the $60 or $70 and getting a very bare bones case. $100 is usually like that entry point for a lot of the major manufacturers, whether it's Corsair, Cooler Master, Be Quiet in this example, right? I think $100 is a pretty average cost. Yeah.
Yeah. So we took a look at the PureBase 500DX from Be Quiet. And this case has actually been out for a while. And it's cool to check it out now, not when it first launched, to see how it still does against a lot of the newer cases. And the thing that obviously, because we took a look at the original PureBase 500 and this, the DX, basically what it does is it adds a mesh front. And we talk about airflow in cases. And I think that we're finally getting away from the glass fronts in a lot of these cases because people want performance. People want they don't want their product, you know, they want their hardware overheating. They want proper airflow and everything like that. And so we have a mesh front. Beyond that, they've added, and we'll show you the pictures here of the front. Let me go.
Hang on, I just realized I put a message in chat, but I used YouTube chat and they're using Facebook chat. So I want to make sure they hear my comment.
Oh, okay. So Kevin, he said the Mod My Mods crew says hello. Good to see you guys. I believe, aren't they in New Jersey? I could be wrong. New York?
I don't remember exactly where, but I just want to say that I love how easy it is to find liquid cooling parts on their site, especially Alpha Cool stuff. When I was doing my Alpha Cool build, that's where I went to like make sure that the parts that I needed and wanted were correct and looked right and like figure out everything. So appreciate their website and how easy it is to find stuff on there. So
nice.
Definitely check them out.
Cool.
Sorry, back to the review.
I still need to do my try to get into water cooling, but that's a whole another story. But in any case, the other thing that they've added to this, which I think makes this case such a good value, is on the front of the case you have these two light strips, basically, but these light strips go into the case as well. So it's one kind of like ARGB strip. So you can see how it actually lights up the inside of the case as well. And with a lot of cases, we want to show off our hardware, and then it's like we have to buy an extra strip. And depending on the strip, that can be $15, that can be $45, depending on which, you know, which strip you get. This, it's all together. So the strip itself, you can change the color. There is a button on the top of the case that allows you to cycle through the colors. You can also do a rainbow mode like this. There's also a couple marquee modes, which kind of like cycle down the front of the case. And that's all built in. But if you want to do software control, it does have a 3-pin addressable header. So you can connect it to your motherboard to do software control on it as well. But it's just like, I just think this completes the package, right? Because when we buy a case, we either want to add RGB fans, or we want to, we want to add lighting somehow. And this kind of, this makes it so you don't have to do that, basically. Which
It gets you there again at that $99 price point.
Yeah.
Right. Without, you feel really good, especially if this is like a first build or something. You're getting all these features that you'd, like you said, have to pay more for, typically.
Yeah. So I think it really completes the case. Beyond that, the case itself, typical mid tower. So you're going to fit up to ATX motherboards inside. You have three included 140 millimeter fans. You can see one right here on the front. There's one on the rear and one on the top. They're Silent Wings fans. Being be quiet, the case is very quiet because of those fans. You can add more fans. I believe the front fits a 360. The top, I'm not sure what the top fits. I think the top fits maybe, I think, a 240 up there as well. So you have room to expand if you want to, obviously. Tempered glass side panel. It does have the screws. We've seen a lot of cases make this either on a hinge or something like that where you don't have any screws. Honestly, it's not the biggest deal, but again, we've seen other companies do a little bit better implementation there. Internally, typical motherboard tray, as you can see. Again, ATX motherboards, they have this little cover here that hides a lot of your cables, which is really cool. Also, one thing I really like on this is that there's an SSD mount here and there's one below, and then they have this Be Quiet logo here, which also serves as like to cover up the cables from those drives. But the reason I like this is because I always feel like this part of the case gets empty if you're not doing water cooling. This is just like empty space. And here you can basically put two drives in, and it just adds so much more to the inside of the case. And I actually added a drive, which I'll show you guys.
Well, and if you go with like some of those ADATA, I think that's who makes some of the RGB.
Kingston does it as well.
Right. Some of those RGB drives. Yeah. Those can look really cool there.
Yeah, so, and then you do have sound dampening material on the opposite side panel, which is just a plain steel panel. Tons of cable routing. Like, you can see all of these tie downs. Like, there's a ton. You also get four included Velcro straps, which makes, managing all your cables quite easy. You have two SSD mounts here as well. This is just a removable bracket. You also have a hard drive cage down here. Now, this hard drive cage supports either two 3.5-inch drives or a single 2.5-inch drive. So out of the box, you have support for six hard drives. And this is a smaller – I wouldn't say this is like a big case by any means. This is a smaller case. So having support for at least six hard drives, five SSDs if you want is pretty awesome right there. You can see how the bottom cage easily just comes out. So installation was a breeze. Everything went in no problem. All of the standoffs are pre-installed for ATX, so you don't have to use the little standoff tool. They do include one. Everything goes in pretty easy. You can see I installed a drive right there, and you can see just how nice it looks. And like, again, the cables down here are hidden because they have this little cable cover thingy right here. That allows you to easily do that. And everything went really well. I mean, like, this is what the build looks like. I wish I would have put another drive down here to, like, really complete the whole thing. But, I mean, it's just a simple, clean build. If you're wondering about graphics card support, up to 369 millimeters as far as graphics cards. So you can fit some pretty long graphics cards in there as well. So, everything went really good. It's a quiet case. You do have proper airflow, which I really like. And again, you have the ability to add more fans if you want to at a later time. But out of the box, it's ready to go. Three fans. You have the lighting. It supports everything for the most part. And I really like it. The white version is actually selling for under $100. It's $94.91, while the black version is $99. On Amazon. I just think it's just a really, really good case. I gave it a 9 out of 10 and our recommended award. The only thing that would have been nice would be like a vertical GPU mount right here, because I think that would look really good in this case as well, but there's not one. So, go ahead and check that one out for sure. And then we have a really interesting product, and this one I had a lot of fun with. I actually made a video, if you want to check it out, on our YouTube of this. It's the Silverstone ES3 Wi-Fi, and what this is basically, this more or less allows you to turn your phone, so here's, you know, turn any phone, tablet, you know, into a switch to turn on your computer. And we actually saw this before. So they initially released their ES02, which basically just came with a remote. So it gave you a remote for your PC, sort of like a car starter.
Hang on a sec. Your audio was really like robotic for about 10 seconds there. Like really cut down.
I really hope we're not having these issues again, because after we had those crazy USB issues, I completely redid everything. So hopefully it's not that. It might be my internet. Because that's usually what happens when you get that that rope. Because it's
you're sounding better now, but quite a while you were.
Yeah, it compresses it when I'm talking and it goes through the internet. Obviously, it's compressing that audio. And if you have battered in it, you get more and more compressed, and you sound like a robot.
You're way compressed. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow. Hopefully, I think everything in this office is breaking. You know, it's just one of those.
Need new gear.
Need new gear. So I will be eventually upgrading the main PC. So hopefully that fixes some of these issues. But in any case, it's this really small little device. You can see here, it's just this little thing, basically like this little PCB that plugs into an internal USB 2.0 header on your motherboard. And you plug these cables into the front panel headers, you know, one for power, one for reset, and then the speaker, which actually monitors if your system is on. So it would actually let you know if your system's on or not. And then you have the pass-throughs. So your power button on your PC operates normally as well. Super simple to install. Setup is a little bit harder, but it's not all that bad. But it's just a cool product. I think that the real reason I like this is, it's cool to have like a remote, right? You know, I can walk in and hit a remote and turn this on. But the best part about this is I think it's great for turning systems off. So, you know, in a couple of weeks, I'm like flying across the country. What if I leave and I'm like, oh crap, I left my computer on. Because this is connected through Wi-Fi and the device itself is, as long as your network's on the internet, you can't, you know, I'm about to get on my flight. Oh crap, I left my computer on. I just turn it off, right? I think that's the biggest upside of this product is that because there's so many times where I went out to dinner last night and I came back and I was like, wait, I left my computer on. Like I had left it on, you know what I mean?
When you look at the app, will it also just show you the status of your computer, like on or off? That's nice.
Yeah. So it will show you if on or off, you know. And again, it's super easy to just turn it on and turn it off. And it will let you know, what the status of the, what the status is of it, which is really nice. It's like a super simple device. That's basically really all it is. I made a full video on it, which I would say for you guys to definitely check out, because that goes through setup, that goes through, you know, getting it up and running, it goes through the app, it goes through everything. You can check it out on our YouTube. But I think it's a really cool product. You know, it's just one of those things, and you can connect it to your smart home devices too. It works with Google Home, Alexa, and Samsung Smart Things. So again, you can also use voice commands. So, you know, I live in a 2-bedroom apartment. So like I'm be in the bedroom and I'm like, oh, I left my computer on. I can just tell my smart home device to turn it off and it will do it too. And that's incredibly easy to set up in the app as well. So it has a lot of really cool applications. Somebody else also mentioned, I think in our YouTube comments, they said it would be great for, you know, like a, you built your own home NAS, you haven't used like a Synology or a QNAP, like you built your own home server and you need to either restart it or you need to turn it off or whatever. This could be used for that as well. So you don't have to do that on your own. So it's pretty cool. Or like even like a home theater PC that's like tucked back in your home theater system, you could just use this as a remote. You don't have to go back in there and press the button to turn it on or whatever it may be. So really cool product. It sells just for over $41 on Amazon, which I think is, it's a good price for, you know, what you're getting. Being able to basically turn your computer on or off pretty much anywhere in the world. So definitely go ahead and check that out as well. And again, check out the video on our YouTube. I had a lot of fun making that one, and yeah, it just goes through everything. So definitely check that out. And we move on to Case Mod Friday, and we have a build that I saw a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, we got to feature this one because it's that good. And we've seen a bunch of builds in this case, and I'm not the biggest fan of this case, but I think this one is pretty well executed with the colors. I just think it stands out a lot more. So this is the Z Tower from Paws Hardware. And obviously, like, my favorite thing about this is the colors. Matching that orange with the silver of the Inwin Z Tower is, I love it. And then getting those, I guess this silver, is that what you call like a matte silver?
Yeah, kind of like a brushed silver. Definitely not chrome like the cases, because that, you know, that case,
those
curved pieces are all polished finish to them. But yeah, I think that is like a nice contrast for sure.
Yeah, I think it just goes together really, really well. You know. And I like that he didn't put all the pieces on it in a lot of these.
I was going to say, this is it's missing. It's not as, you know, enclosed as other builds you see in it. Yeah, so it's a different look to the case. Yeah.
I really like these lines too, how these are like, you would call them symmetrical, or, you know, the one down here and then the one coming over here. They just go together really, really well in this build. You can see it closed.
There we go. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's more open with the two or the.
Well, yeah. You see pieces. So much more of the hardware.
Yeah. And then you can go see it closed again. But yeah, just like I said, I just like the color. I think it goes so well. And it's Halloween colors, and we're in Halloween time, I guess.
What bugs me about that picture? Look at those expansion slots. One of them has a different screw than the others.
Oh, right there.
Yeah. Other than that, looks great.
I don't know how you missed that. I don't know how they missed that. Yeah.
And there too.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. But in any case,
this is pretty sweet.
This is a pretty awesome build. For those who don't know, the Inwin Z Tower is one of their special edition or limited edition cases. I believe it's $10,000
for
the case.
I think so.
It's made out of, this is some type of very expensive material. I believe there's only 1,000.
There's not many. This is number 80, it looks like.
Yeah, and they're all they're all stamped with their number. But I believe there's only 1,000. I could be wrong on that. But yeah, definitely check it out. I mean, really, really cool build. Again, shout out to Paws Hardware for that one. Again, we have a full section of Case Mod Friday builds if you want to check it out. A lot of cool stuff in there. And let's get to the news. And the big news, the big announcement of the day, which we all knew was coming, was, of course, Intel officially announced 12th generation Core processors, calling the i9-12900K the world's best gaming processor. Paper launch, it's not a real launch. You'll see all the reviews November 4th. Availability is also November 4th. I don't know if there's going to be pre-orders yet. I checked today. The processors are listed on Micro Center's website, but there's no pre-order available yet. But yeah, so if we look at the processors, obviously at the top of the stack, i9-12900K, and then i7-12700K, and then the i5-12600K. We have all of the information on all of these processors, what they can do and all of that. And this is just a press release. They do have... Intel put out a very long-form video. If you really want to know the details of the processors, if you're into that, definitely check out the video. It's in the article. Are you excited for this? Is this something that you're pumped? Like, say if you were looking to upgrade, say you were sure. on like a, I don't know.
But yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially
say you built your computer 5 years ago on a, say you're on an 8700K.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you be excited for this?
Yeah. Cause you have the potential to move away from DDR4, right?
Yes.
We can go to DDR5 and higher capacity. So like that's something new and exciting, right? Technology wise. You've got the ability to go to the Gen 4 PCI slot, which you wouldn't have had previously. Or just, you know, a Gen 4 NVMe drive that you wouldn't have had. An 8700K is probably, I don't want to say it's getting long in the tooth or old, because an 8700K is probably performing just fine in most things most people would do right now anyways. But if you're itching to build something, sure. I mean, you're four generations down the road with this. So absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think and that's why I always like motherboards too, because it's not so much the performance, which we have some leaks, which we'll talk about performance. It's the ecosystem or the platform, right? You know, you are getting PCI Express 5.0 on this as well.
True.
You're getting DDR5 on this as well. You're getting faster storage, obviously. You're getting a whole slew of new motherboards that were announced today. I watched the ROG presentation today. Some of those boards, like their super high-end board with the EK monoblock is like, it's just awesome.
Sweet. Yeah, I didn't even mention the fifth gen PCIe, because like that's so new still that I'm not even excited about it yet, because what have we even heard about that even supports that, right? Or what product? So that's why I just mentioned fourth gen. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Fifth gen available here.
There's a lot. Obviously, I think the biggest thing is to wait for the reviews. If you're going to be considering this, this is the first time that we're going to see the big little core. So again, you see 16 cores, 8 performance cores, 8 efficiency cores in this. In Windows 11 will take the most advantage of that. So if you are building a new PC, it would be recommended to get Windows 11, because it's going to be optimized for that, obviously. So like this, like I said, it's good to see this. Again, I'm most excited for the motherboards. Everybody announced theirs today. So if you want to, you can find all of that stuff. Again, I think the ROG boards are really good. You have the usual suspects from pretty much everybody else, but Asus is doing some really cool stuff with their boards, which we'll be able to show you on the 4th. So really cool stuff. Definitely, like I said, check out the full article. Again, if you're interested in the tech and the nitty and gritty, watch Intel's long form video. There's a lot of information on the processors in there. So
cool.
So yeah. And then talking about leaks, we have this 12600K, and this is getting a lot of leaks out there. First, it is 50% faster than the i5-11600K. So that's a previous generation in multi-thread testing. So again, this is a leaked benchmark that came out showing that it's 50% faster than an i5-11600K in multi-thread, which is just the previous generation. So it seems as if, and again, these are preliminary benchmarks and all of that, but it seems as if, you know, with AMD, we saw these big jumps in performance. And I think this could, do you think this is going to be that? Do you think we're going to see a big jump?
I think it's highly possible. Yeah. I mean, 50% just seems crazy.
And in multi-core.
Multi-core. Yeah. You could maybe expect that out of the single core, because that's typically where we see their biggest jumps in performance. But usually, you know, we're looking at, like, I feel like 10 to 13-14% a lot of times is kind of that, maybe a little higher, but 50% just seems unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not that I would complain.
Yeah. Also, it is, and again, in this leak benchmark, it is 40% faster than a Ryzen 5 5600. 5600X, which is an excellent processor. Actually, probably one of my favorites from this generation, 5600X. Again, these are all leaks, but I mean, that's pretty good for what it is. Because again, the 12600K is the lowest one on this initial announcement, and I think it's an affordable part. If we liken it to graphics cards, this would be like the 3060. So it's going to be affordable, and I think it's going to be very, very powerful, and it's going to, I think that's going to be the part that a lot of people get. But again, that's another thing to worry about with this launch is availability. I'm kind of scared about that as far as availability.
It might be one of those times where it's more beneficial to go with a combo, like from Newegg or Amazon.
Yeah.
You're getting a CPU and a motherboard. That way, hopefully, at least they're pairing them together and then shipping them out and not shipping them separately, right? Because you may want the CPU and a whatever motherboard, and that combo might not be available. But I would assume that if they're selling them as a combo unit, they've got them and they've paired them up already and can send them to you.
Well, that's the thing too, is the big thing is DDR5. We're building up a Z690 system as we speak. And one of the hardest things to get was DDR5. I mean, we work with a lot of,
everybody.
Yeah. Memory manufacturers. And only one was able to send us. Some said 2022 until they're ready with their DDR5. So I think that's going to be the big thing too. So I think you're right. I think if Newegg does motherboard, processor, memory, with the DDR, with like a Z690s that are DDR5, and puts it all together, I think a lot of people would go for that. Cause that's, I mean, this is a full up. This is not something you're going to throw in an older system. The only thing that you might be able to do is keep your DDR4 from your current system. And if you got a DDR4 motherboard, but obviously if you're getting this, you want DDR5. I think a lot of people do as well. Yep. But I think, again, availability is going to be the biggest thing. So the combos, I think, are going to be great. So hopefully we see not only Newegg, hopefully the Micro Center. I don't even know if Amazon would do it as well, but I think that's a good way to get people to just completely upgrade. That would be the kind of way forward. So we'll see if that happens. This is really funny. So this was posted last week, right after our podcast last week, because we did it on Thursday. A couple people got their hands on retail Core i9-12900K processors 2 weeks before the official launch. They unboxed them. This is what the retail box is going to look like. It has like a little fake wafer inside that you open up, and the chip is in there. And I guess the reason they were able to get it is because they were able to pre-order on some German e-tailer, and they guess they just got sent to them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just an error, I guess. But pretty cool to see that somebody was able to send out these pictures before even reviewers got them.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool to see. This is, like I said, I know this is kind of like a gimmick, like, you know, but that is a little different. I don't know if this is just plastic or what, right?
Probably,
here.
Yeah. It is cool looking though.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like so kind of funny to see that there as well. What else do we have? So this is something that that when I saw this, I was like, it is about time. So we have test benches here. You can see them behind me. And one of the hardest things that happens is if you have a big CPU cooler and you have a big graphics card, releasing your graphics card or putting your finger down in between your graphics card and your CPU cooler to touch the release button is like one of the hardest things to do. You have to get a screwdriver. Usually I use something like this and it goes and presses that button down. It happens all the time. That's why I have a screwdriver like this, like right here. So Asus finally recognize this, and in their Z690, their Maximus line and their Strix line, they're going to have PC Express release buttons that will be not in the way per se. Here you can see them. These are on the Strix boards. They're right here. So right below your memory slots, off to the, you know, closer to the edge of the board, you press that down. You press this down right here and it releases the slot. I love it. I don't know why
this is awesome.
Because you're
like trying to get down there, and then like you said, you're using a screwdriver and you're risking like it slips off of that tab, and now you've like, you know,
yeah, you've damaged your board. I've broke the tabs with a screwdriver as well. You know, so, and I think this is great too for people who are, you know, you have your system standing up like the what's it called? Like the computer behind me, you have, you know, it has to do this right. Wait, I can't do it. I can't function. But the computer that's behind me, you have it vertically like that, right? You have it vertically.
Yeah, tower.
Yeah, you have it in a tower and you don't want to set it on its side. This, you can press the button, pull your card out. If you're cleaning it or if you're replacing the card or whatever you're doing, you can easily do that. It just makes things so much easier. You know, again, here's the ones on the, I believe these are the Maximus ones. They're just right here. They're not labeled like the other ones, probably because there's not enough room to put the label, but it's just like a little button. That's all it is.
So I wonder how they're doing that. How's it connecting over there?
I don't know.
Like some sort of spring-loaded system.
Something that probably, and if we look at the other
just
one.
Just can't see it real well in the.
Yeah, in these pictures. Yeah, it's kind of hard to see, but I like it. Again, people, like you said, and I said as well, I mean, we damaged and broken motherboards doing that. So it's going to be on the entire Maximus and Strix lines of their Z90 boards. So definitely something to look at for sure. So last week, right after the podcast again, Corsair's DDR5 was leaked. Pictures of their Dominator DDR5 RGB was leaked. And then Corsair officially announced it along with their Vengeance DDR5. So Dominator Platinum is what you would expect from it. It is essentially the same design, still using Capellix LEDs, which are amazing. Same Dominator heat spreader. It is slightly different because it says DDR5 on the side, Dominator in the center, but what you would expect. And then they also have their Vengeance DDR5, which is non-RGB, and it's just your typical Vengeance line. Like I said, it looks pretty cool there as well with the white heat spreader. These will be available in Yeah, 32 or 64. The Platinum, yeah, both of them will be available in 32 or 64. It seems like we're getting away from 16. I think with DDR5, it most kits are going to start.
Just going to go with 32.
Yeah, 32, cool. which I like. So that is Corsair's DDR5. It's kind of what you would expect. I don't really see them changing their line or go like getting something that's better than Dominator at this point.
No. You know what I mean? And they've kept with that design for a couple iterations, but I think it looks good.
I would like to see what comes after the Capellix and what comes after this, right? Because yeah, this design is great. I have them in this computer and they look amazing, but I feel like we're at that point where like there's something else. Like there's something else coming, like little OLED screens, or I don't even know.
Oh, geez.
Something crazy. Which Corsair would do. I mean, Corsair would be the company to do.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. If you're looking at DDR5 and you want Corsair stuff, you'll have at least to start. You'll have Dominator Platinum and the Vengeance DDR5 there. So yeah. Cool. This was really interesting. Because I don't get it, but we'll talk about it.
It's new and I don't understand it and I don't like it.
No, it's not that I don't understand it. It's just that I just don't get it. So Aorus announced this modular gaming PC project called Project Silo. I guess it's how it's named. And it looks like this, where each section is a part of the PC. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why.
Someone else was coming out with something like this.
Razer did, and we actually put it in the article. Razer had something like this, which obviously looked a lot cooler than the other one. And this never came out. This was always a. It wasn't
something else. No, that I was thinking of. I'll try and find it.
Okay. Because Razer was
like years ago.
I mean, this was years ago. This was in 2014. That Razer showed this at CES. I remember seeing it and I thought, oh, that's cool. But none of these things ever take off. You know what I mean? And again, this looks awesome. This, on the other hand, looks like
it's like a vacuum. The robot.
Yeah, it looks like
stacked
a
stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, it looks like three Roombas on top of each other.
Yeah.
I just
a room. Yeah, never mind.
And the thing about these is like have modular design. I can pick what I want. Blah blah blah. But a normal PC, you can do that.
You do the same thing, right?
You know what I mean. And you have much more of an ability to make it your own with your. You get to pick the case. You get to pick the internals. You get to pick if you want lights or not. You get to do all that. Here, you're limited to these.
Well, now is it proprietary? You know,
yeah,
it's all that can go in here. That's not fun.
It makes upgrading hard. These things just never take off. I don't know if there's like a specific market land centers. Like, I just don't know what the point of this is. I don't know who would be into it. I don't see gamers being into it. Maybe corporate. I just don't know. No word on like when it's going to be, if it's going to be brought to market, like what, you know, but I'm just not a fan of it. Maybe if it looked cooler, I could say, but it's just not my thing. So check that out if you want to, but it's just not my thing, at all. And then finally, Seagate has teamed up with, Lucasfilm. And if you're a Star Wars fan, you'll be into this.
These are cool.
Star Wars Beskar Ignot. Is that how you say that? Ingot?
Ingot.
Ingot.
Ingot. Ingot.
Ingot. Yep. Dress. Which they have portable drive. They have a 3.5 inch. And they have a NVMe drive. If you were building a Star Wars themed build, this is what you would probably get.
Definitely.
For your internal drives, have this. Oh, go ahead.
These would have been cool when we had the Star Wars themed cards from NVIDIA.
Yeah.
It was like, was it the Titans in the 900 series?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. So they're going to have...
glow like that too? Yeah, RGB LED bar. Cool.
Yeah, that's on the external one. Yeah, on the external one. Yeah. So you're going to get a Gen 4 NVMe 500 gigabyte is $159.99. The 1 terabyte is $259.99. Then you're going to get the SATA drives. Terabyte is $269. 1 terabyte is $159. That seems expensive for a normal SATA. Normal SATA drive. And then the external is a 2 terabyte. It's $100.
Oh yeah. You watched Mandalorian, didn't you?
Yeah, are these the
those are the Beskar.
Yeah.
Beskar steel bars.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty sweet.
I think it's really cool. I think that we're seeing, I mean, we just saw a Halo graphics card. I think the more of this stuff that we get, the cooler, especially if you're trying to do a specific build. I mean, this solves that problem. Like if you're doing a Mandalorian themed build, or you know, this makes it so much easier to do. And if you're just a fan of Star Wars and you're like, yeah, I want that Star Wars portable drive sitting on my desk, like that's just, you know, that's something really cool. So check them out. They're from Seagate, so very cool stuff there as well. And that is the news for the week. We'll talk about what we have coming up next week. I have a case that I've been pretty excited to check out. I actually just took it apart today. It is the Thermaltake, the Tower 100, which I feel is going to be one of the best mini ITX cases if you want to display your mini ITX build, because there's a lot of people who want the smallest thing possible. They want the smallest amount of leaders they can for their mini ITX. But there's also people that just like the size of ATX. They don't want something crazy big, but they also want something that's like a normal mid tower where they can display everything. And I think this is going to be the case to do that. They sent us the racing green version. So they came out with they have your normal black. I think there's a silver one. There's a white one.
Maybe.
Yeah. But then they came out with like a pink one, a teal one, and then this racing green. I think the green looks pretty cool. Yeah. And Thermaltake came out with their Tough Ram. They came out with like ones that have the green like this to match like your build, which is pretty cool. But yeah, it's an interesting case so far. I'll be interested to see how cooling is on this thing. But I think it's just, like I said, it's a great case to display your mini ITX build. So we'll see how it does, and we'll see if I like it. So I have that coming up for you guys. Also, we have another Gen 4 NVMe SSD. This one is from Crucial. It is their P5 Plus. They sent us over the 1 terabyte version. I believe the speeds are up to 6,600 megabytes per second. So very, very fast. Love the speed. Does not come with a heatsink, so we'll see how it does without it. If it needs it or anything like that. So we'll have that for you next week as well. And as we get down here, as Ryan's coughing, hopefully he's okay. Have you done anything, watched anything tech related you want to tell us?
I haven't had time to in the last week. No, I've been just busy and then getting home and crashing. So no, I've heard the Dune movie's good.
I watched about half of it. I do like it.
You only watched half of it?
It was like half hours long, and it was like late, and I was just tired, so I went to bed. Sure. But no, I watched like half of it. It is very good. I like the scenes. Really, like they're like these like. It's kind of hard to explain it. Like the scenes are like epic and big and like very well shot. Put it that way.
But is it available like streaming somewhere?
Yeah, so I watched
HBO Max.
HBO Max. Yeah. Gotcha. So if you have HBO Max, go check it out. It's good so far. I'm probably going to finish it maybe tomorrow, the next day. We'll see how busy I get. But also, DJI announced their Action 2, and I'm kind of disappointed, to be honest. I got the DJI Action, which was their take on a GoPro. I've used it for a long time, and I was like, oh, they're coming out with the second one. I'm super excited about this. And it's just not what I expected. It's this, like you can see here, it's this little tiny camera. It has really good specs. Like it shoots 4K all the way up to 120 frames per second for super awesome slow-mo. But just like the way this thing is designed, it's all magnet-based. And it's this piece is waterproof, but then it comes with this other piece that has the front-facing camera. If you use that, it's not waterproof. This magnet system, I'm not, like, if I'm doing something crazy, I don't trust it.
Or about magnets.
Looking at the footage that people shot, I think the GoPro Hero 10 is better. So I don't know which one I'm going to get. I'm going to probably get one of the two, but I'm probably going to go for the GoPro just because it's more of like an action camera, something that I can take in the ocean with me, something that I don't know. It just, you know, it just,
yeah, with the, you, I don't know. I'd have to see the magnets and how they like attach and secure themselves, because I'd be so worried that it's going to fall apart or I'm going to lose a component that I just snapped.
Yeah. A lot of people are excited because it is small. It's like it's very small. Like just this main piece right here is very, very small, but at the same time, it's just not what I think I would. That's not what I want to. I don't know. I'm not sold on it. And I'm kind of disappointed because I did think that the DJI, the original Osmo Action was better than the GoPro at the time. It did things much, much better. And I think that if they would have just built upon that one, instead of building something new, I think this is like their kind of take on the Insta360 Go or whatever that's called. That's a modular design. They should just make I believe DJI could make an action camera that's better than the GoPro Hero 10, and I don't think they did here. So I don't know. Again, we're not really here to talk about cameras, but that's just the tech thing that I was really, really excited about, and then I got really disappointed for. So that kind of is a big fail there. So yeah. So we're gonna go ahead and end things here. I believe are we gaming, Ryan? Are you doing the weather to game?
No, I'm good.
May
not be that late, but yeah, we're good.
All right. So we're going to be playing some Apex Legends over on Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Ryan will have a stream up. Hopefully he's okay enough to talk to you guys in there. But everybody who came out for the podcast, we definitely appreciate you. And if you haven't already, we definitely appreciate it if you subscribe and all that kind of stuff, and you know, share it out to all of your friends and everything like that. But we'll see everybody next week. And have a good Halloween, everybody. If you're dressing up, if you're going out, be safe and have a good rest of your week.